For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. At the Columbia Regional Airport, bigger jets mean better service for the region. KBIA's Hannah Yates has more on the newest changes to American Airlines services.
Mayor Bob McDavid announced in a press conference today that American Airlines will be servicing daily nonstop routes from Columbia to Dallas-Fort Worth and Chicago with a larger jet aircraft. American Airlines currently facilitates these routes at Columbia Regional Airport with an older aircraft model, which has a capacity of 44 to 50 passengers. McDavid says new jets will help increase the capacity, allowing more passengers to fly per day.
This will increase our passenger capacity at Columbia Regional Airport by 30%. The new aircraft will allow over 250 passengers a day to fly in and out of Columbia Regional Airport.
Service on the new aircraft will begin to Chicago in January of 2015 and to Dallas-Fort Worth in February 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Hannah Yates.
Governor Jay Nixon's administration is cutting back on a special program for the blind. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the program offers monthly pension-like payments. The Department of Social Services has told everyone receiving the pension checks to expect their payment to be reduced by $33 starting in January. Social services officials say that for the last several years, the pensions have been costing more than the Blind Pension Fund collects. But advocates for the blind say that is puzzling, given that the pensions are funded from a small statewide property tax. Preliminary state data shows statewide assessed property values are projected to grow this year. Missouri legislative leaders are raising doubts about whether a special session is needed to approve money for the state's public safety response to protests in the St. Louis area. Governor Jay Nixon has said he plans to call a special legislative session because emergency funds in the budget will soon run out. But House and Senate leaders said today that there appears to be enough money to pay the National Guard members and Missouri State Highway Patrol officers who have been on duty. The governor activated the National Guard because protests over the grand jury's decision not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Spurred by the Ferguson shooting, President Barack Obama is calling for $75 million in federal spending to get 50,000 more police officers to wear body cameras that record their interactions with civilians. However, Obama is not seeking to pull back federal programs that provide military-style equipment to local law enforcement. The president is making the announcements today from the White House during a series of meetings with his cabinet, civil rights leaders, law enforcement officials, and others. The St. Louis Police Officers Association says the five Rams players who stood with their hands raised before Sunday's game should be disciplined and the NFL should publicly apologize. The Officers Association released a statement Sunday that says the players' gesture was, quote, tasteless, offensive, and inflammatory. Rams coach Jeff Fisher said he wasn't aware the gesture had been planned by the players. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.